Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is AJ and Dusty.
All right, listen up. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're gonna have this season
with AJ McCord.
That beer's getting better, I admit that. But you're still weak on the left side.
And Dusty Hera.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard spotted underwear, bikini style, sir.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
What kind of power? Can't question that. I got
two. The Fan.
Good afternoon. Happy Thursday to you, the 22nd of July, 2021. Dusty Hera. No AJ McCord. Will Darkins is here, though. How you doing, Will the Thrill?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, Will the Thrill. Up.
Yeah, man.
That's an interesting one.
Why? Because that's Will the Thrill Clark. You should be honored to have that.
Ooh.
Some may say you don't deserve the Will the Thrill. Because that should be for Will the Thrill Clark.
People of Lake Oswego would disagree with you, as I have been called Will the Thrill for pretty much my entire life of playing sports.
Because it's awesome. It's one of the great nicknames.
I got a better one in high school.
WD-40.
That's right, baby. They call me WD-40 because I bring in that money.
The human lubricant.
The human lubricant. It was the fact that my freshman year, I was stuck with the number 40, which I wasn't happy about. And then I was a running back.
Ooh, what number would you have been?
Well, I wanted to be 34, which I eventually got. Because I like Walter Payton a lot. So I was like,
sweetness.
Yeah. So I got 40, and I was pretty elusive my freshman year. I tore up Rex Putnam, bro.
Yeah. Wait, who didn't?
I know.
That was a stray shot at Rex Putnam. You guys didn't deserve that. I'm sorry.
No, that's well played. It's well played, dude.
You know, funny Rex Putnam story. When I was in high school, their sprint team was like putting up insane numbers. Like we're talking like some of the fastest times the state's ever seen.
What year are we talking here?
I think it was 99.
All right. Solid year.
Yeah. Turns out they got a new track. Lines weren't in the right spot. 100 yards, not 100 meters. Those times down. They still had really fast kids, but not that fast.
I'm really disappointed that you weren't going to say, turns out. Just roids. Tons of roids.
Steroid factory there in Oak Grove. It was amazing.
They were juiced up to the max. No, man, Rex Putnam, at least in my time, in the Three Rivers League, that was your punching bag. Mm. No offense to those that are repping the Rex out there.
Wait, what about Milwaukee? Weren't they in there at that time?
Milwaukee was a bit of a, they're a little bit of a challenge. They were hard, I would say. Very hard.
Okay.
But, no, they were still pretty
Wait,
good.
Wait, what joke was that?
Oh, just hard.
You know. Oh, I got it. Yeah, okay, there we go.
It was the easy one. No, man, Rex Putnam, they were on the S list. St. Helens, never liked to play St. Helens at St. Helens because you had to go play on their field. And I felt bad. Their football field was just a field with lines drawn on it. Like, there was no care done to it. It was just like the equivalent of, say, like, I went to your backyard And I'm sure your backyard's mowed and nice and everything. But like,
backyard's
not
turf, bro.
Okay. Backyard. Let's go to your front yard. Let's check that. Expand that front yard a little bit. And then just draw some lines.
See, not right, straight. Darkens. I got a problem here with that. Because what you're just saying is that they just basically a grass field. That's what grass football fields used to be like.
Back in my day.
When I was in high school, that's like most of the games we played were on grass fields like that.
It's just like no manicure at all.
That is probably the biggest difference in I'm only 4 years older than you.
What was your high school graduation class?
03.
07.
Okay, so four years older than you.
Yeah.
In that 4 years, it went from my high school played on like the turfy turf at Glencoe where we had the Coca-Cola end zones and everything.
You talking staph infection turf?
Oh, yeah. We had staph, ringworm, you name it.
Like, arm hurts. Oh, mm-hmm. We're going to have to take that thing off.
Yeah.
That's what PGE was all about, man. We hated playing a PGE because you got a scrape on your knee, man. That cap may be coming off.
Swimming in the Willamette and playing at Hare Field was basically the same thing. You were rolling the dice. You didn't know what you were coming home with. But we played on that, and then there was Jesuit had a turf field.
Yeah, I remember that.
Laco, because Steve Corey, who is he's the field turf guy. Like, he's hawking the field turf.
But he brought in one of the first, like, what we now know as modern turf, which was
the field turf,
The black bits.
The black little bits. So those were the only schools that had everything else. We played on grass, man.
Yeah.
We played on grass.
And I'm not crapping on grass. I'm just saying the grass at St. Helens, there was patches that were long, patches that were short, patches where there weren't grass at all.
Yep.
And this was in the fall, man. Should be growing.
I'll never forget my very first varsity football game was at Madison High School.
Nice.
And they went from paint, and then at some point they ran out of paint. And they used the baseball chalk.
No.
It may have been flour, but it went like in the back corner of the end zone. It went from like paint, and then there was like baseball chalk. And I was like, this is different. And it like we'd gotten brand new uniforms and they got trashed.
Oh. I mean, I laugh at it, but it's like, I feel bad.
No, that's what,
it
no.
sucks, man.
But no, that was just part of. See, and that's where the big difference is. Mm. Like, that was just part of playing on grass fields. Like, you never knew what you were going to get.
Mm.
Like, it was Thunderdome out there. Some places would have, like, big-ass holes where there were sprinklers in it that pop out.
Yeah.
Those are ankle breakers all over the place.
The worst ones were when it was a legit hill. Like, the field was not on level plane. I know not every field that is grass is completely level, like 100%. There's going to be a slight incline or decline or what have you. But, I mean, there were some fields you'd play in that was just not the case. It was like if you were on one side, like at halftime, you'd have to strategize around the fact that your offense might be actually like doing sprints upfield.
I'll tell you what. Where I coach Banks Braves, we got a home field advantage. Because we're like the only place around that still has grass.
Yeah.
And we love it. It's kind of a beach right now because it got put sand on top of it. So it doesn't turn to the mud pit. But it is it's a great home field advantage because kids now, like, they don't know how to play on grass fields anymore.
Stupid kids.
It's crazy. It is crazy. So we just got, it's our great little home field advantage that, yeah, it may turn to mud in November and nobody likes coming to play in the playoffs, but it's great. It's fantastic.
Let me tell you something here. Now we're talking about generational differences here, right? So we're about 4 years apart. We're still in the same generation.
Oh, wait, hold on. We need a quick correction.
What?
St. Helens does have a beautiful new turf field because everybody's got turf now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
So we're about 4 years apart. We're still in the same millennial generation, though you are on the older side. I am smack dab in the middle of what you would consider a millennial. But the Zoomers, those born after 97, let's call it, now they're doing stuff even more different than what you and I did. Now, you had the grass field. I had the turf field. Mm-hmm. I went to a Lake Oswego game like two years ago.
Yeah.
They had a effing DJ in the student section.
Oh. Wow.
Like a legit DJ.
Yeah. Is it like
one you pay. Not like a kid with this MacBook Pro and like two speakers.
A kid who lobbied with the principal and AD to get in there. Yeah. No, like an actual DJ.
A guy DJ who does Richie legit Rich. Shows. Yeah. Yes. It blew my mind, man.
Wow.
That's the kind of like care and over-exuberance high school football is today.
All right. Counterpoint to that. You were at Lake Oswego, so that may be a little different.
Yes.
I don't think every school's rolling out a paid DJ to spin in the stands during the game.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that not every school has like a team bus that takes you from your house to the field? Like entourage service? Because I grew up thinking that's the norm.
Entourage
service?
Concierge service at the school?
That's the word.
You have a secretary's desk and then the concierge desk at Lake O. Right. I could see it.
That's not a thing?
No.
So like...
No.
Oh.
You just confused now? Will's head just exploded there. All right.
Ooh, this texture. Right. The hill in the field is a crown.
Yeah. It shed the water.
Shed the water from what I understand. That's interesting.
The best was Oregon City High School. Anybody that ever played at Oregon City High School knows the crown at that field back in the day. You could be standing on one sideline, and when the great Ed Burton was coaching at Oregon City High School, you would look across the other sideline, and you could only see like Ed Burton's knees up because the crown was so big. We'd have to go there and you'd run like out routes downhill because your quarterback would be throwing from on top of a hill downhill if he was in the middle of the field. And if he was on the opposite hash, he was throwing at a level, but it looked weird because you were running downhill still. That crown, worst crown ever, Oregon City High School.
God, I'd
imagine. Oregon City High School.
Like you'd have to game plan around that.
No, you'd have to show up early and get your routes in, bro. All right, and that is high school football field talk. How did we start there? Thank you.
I don't know. Oh, WD-40.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they called me WD-40.
Coming back around to
because
it.
Because I was so elusive. That was pretty much it. My number was 40. I mean, there's literally nothing else about... The nickname that like fit with my personality.
All right, Darkens. Question for you. You were state player of the year?
No.
Defensive player of the year?
No.
Offensive?
No.
No.
I was first team all state both ways, and then I was Three Rivers League player of the
year. There you go. Yes. Three Rivers League player of the year, Will Darkens.
Hell yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. They gave me a plaque and everything.
They should.
I think it's in my basement or in my mom's basement.
Your mom's basement? Is that where that's where you live though, is in your mom's basement, right?
Yeah, every Saturday I like to pick myself up a six pack of tall boys, go into my mom's basement and check out my high school awards, baby.
Throw on your Letterman's jacket just hang out for a while. And
then about three beers deep, that's when I start cold calling my high school ex-girlfriends. Hey, you remember that time I rushed for 152 scores? You remember that?
We went down to the round table afterwards.
Is that a baby I hear in the background? What's going on over there? You with another guy? The hell?
I love it, Will. All right. Well, I'm glad you had the nickname WD-40.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know. Did you have any nicknames?
No, my name is Dusty, so kind of ends there.
Call you Dustbuster.
Crusty.
Ooh, Rusty. Crusty Dusty. Now, that might get you in trouble at college. You might get the ladies swatted away from you if they knew you were Crusty Dusty.
That's a good point.
On a bunch of levels.
Kind of explains a lot. No. When your name's Dusty, they kind of end there.
Oh.
I mean, if we're being honest.
Dusty?
Yeah.
Are you born Dustin?
I was, yeah.
You were?
Yeah,
so never. So you changed your name?
No, never have been. I did have a coach, though, in high school taking roll and was going down. He's like, Dustin Hera? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, that's not your name. Like, yeah, it is.
Also, coach changed your name?
Went to the registrars. Change that bad boy to a Dusty.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's not legally changing. It was just for the roll sheets and whatnot.
Oh, man.
Because it threw him for a loop. Now, that was
Dustin.
It. Boom. Yeah. Yep. Never have been. My dad called me Worm because I was squiggly as
Ooh.
A kid. Yeah.
See, now that's pretty good.
Because anytime they like try to put me in like a car seat or tell me to stop moving, nope. That's about it.
Why don't they call you the Dirty Worm? Ooh, see, now that's a really good nickname for you.
Yeah.
The Dirty Worm.
You were talking about scaring girls off.
Yeah.
A Dirty Worm even worse than Krusty.
Now, I think they'd be attracted by the Dirty Worm.
All right.
They'd be like, oh, this guy's dangerous.
Well,
and I'm into that.
Didn't know you in college for a lot of reasons, Will, but this
Too
is
bad,
one.
Man. You would have rolled with my crew.
Yeah, I would have.
A problematic
Dude,
group of 21-year-olds.
You telling me that kick the box or kick the captain wasn't in my repertoire? Yeah, kick the captain. I would have been playing that with you guys.
Yeah, you probably would have.
Which, if you don't know what that is, that's the game Will and his friends made up where, correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yep.
You kick a box.
Well, you get drunk first, then you kick a box.
That's it.
And you got to get about 5 dudes to do it, 7 optimal. And there's really no rules. You just get the box. Make sure the box is empty, of course. You don't want to get anybody hurt, but you just get in the middle there and you start kicking that box. And then by the end of it, yeah, you're having some fun.
True that.
I've gotten to look at your legs. You would have been a good kick the captain player. You would have been great. Now, I've never seen you drunk. That's a big factor in playing kick the captain.
Oh, I think you have.
I don't think I have. I don't think you and I ever drank together.
No, we never did. But that doesn't mean you haven't seen me drunk, Will. There we go.
Are you just coming into work sauced?
No. You've been to the Fan Golf Classic, though.
Yeah,
it's a ritual, Sook and I. Yeah. It's a good time.
That does make sense now. You're a very friendly drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not an angry. Not an angry drunk. All right. Anyways, what do we have coming up on the show today? We've got the player that you love to hate. Send those at 503-250-1080. But this is a twist. This is a twist. Mm. We're not talking if you're a Blazer fan and you hated Kobe or you hated, you know, Karl Malone or John Stockton or any of those guys, right? We're talking the guy on your team that you love to hate. Raymond Felton. Easy one. We're going to get him right out of the way real quick.
It's a good one.
The guy for the team that you root for that you love to hate, because a Minnesota mother, she let it all out about one player she loved to hate. We'll have that conversation today. we've got Nick Rolovich refusing to get vaccinated, and he will not be going to Pac-12 Media Days. That's on the docket today.
Also, by the way, this Nick Rolovich definitely, if you didn't know anything about any Pac-12 coach and you were given like a quiz with pictures of every Pac-12 coach, and then the question was like, who is the most likely to not get a vaccination? I'm pretty sure 9 out of 10 times you'd get Nick Rolovich as the answer.
I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seeing all the rest of them, they look like even tempered, logical people. And then there's Nick Rolovich.
Yes. And that's like without knowing him.
You don't have to.
But this could be something where, look, it is his choice to get vaccinated or not. But it could affect Washington State far more than just Pac-12 Media Day. And we'll discuss that and what is going on, because there's now a power struggle really at Washington State that's starting to play out. We got that. We got some NFL news and notes too. And our first billionaire team sport athlete in America. What? It's a lot of cash. And why he won't be the last. But this is my favorite time of year. Sun is shining. The birds are chirping. And Texas is threatening to leave the Big 12. Happens every year about this time. Why are we here again? AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, here we are again. A tale as old as time. Texas is threatening the Big 12. They want to leave. Yesterday, a report came out. We briefly discussed it from the Houston Chronicle because it came out during our show yesterday. Houston Chronicle had a report that both Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC about potential of those two schools leaving the Big 12 and joining up with the conference where it just means more. Now, there's a lot to unpack in this, and I think where you got to start is, why now is this all coming out? Why now would Oklahoma and Texas think about leaving the Big 12? And I mean, to that, it's pretty simple in that TV rights deal goes up for the Big 12. I think in 2024, I believe is the year that it expires, and you have to give the conference 18 months advance notice before you can actually leave. So to get the ball rolling, you need to start reaching out to see the viability of any sort of realignment. And if that happens, now, obviously, if you're Texas and Oklahoma, you would want this to be held under wraps as long as you can, because I don't know, you're still a part of the Big 12. And what the Big 12 has written in is that if you leave the conference, you forfeit all of that TV money. So they're stuck there till 2024. And so you're going to have a bunch of unhappy partners in your conference if they know 3 years in advance you want to bail on them. So right there is, why now are they reaching out? But why is it released right now? This is where I love the pettiness of college, well, of all sports, but college athletics, you get a whole hell of a lot of it because of the fact that you have deep-rooted hatred, and it is hatred between universities like Texas and Texas A&M, where they both accuse each other of ducking each other in games, and they don't want to, they're scared of us. No, they're scared of us. They legitimately hate each other, Texas and Texas A&M. Texas A&M, make no mistake about it, the Houston Chronicle reporter that broke this story, he is a Texas A&M beat writer. It got broke from SEC Media Days. Immediately following this report, as Greg Sankey is going, no comment, the commissioner of the SEC, Bjork, the A&M AD, is running to a podium and saying, We joined the SEC because we wanted to have our, you know, the Texas footprint and separate ourselves from anybody else in Texas and carve our own path and be in the SEC, the toughest conference. And he starts grandstanding about how he doesn't want Texas to join the SEC. He want Texas A&M wants to stop this conversation before it even starts.
Also, how short-sighted of it of him is it to assume that Texas would never have joined the SEC? You know what I mean? I'm not saying it. You know. He couldn't have predicted it, but just the fact that, like, don't you think that with more players demanding more financial security and independence, with that, there would also be this idea of like, hey, why don't we just crap out those other bad schools and we'll all play all the biggest brands together?
And this is where you go, all right, I get it. A&M is behind all of this, but you see the reason why Texas and Oklahoma are kicking the tires. Because we played the audio of Dabo Swinney just yesterday, right? On where does the conversation going for those behind closed doors in college football? Remember, this is what Dabo Swinney said yesterday.
I just think there's, again, unintended consequences. I get it, and I know why it's happening. It's going to happen. I mean, there'll be some. I don't know if it's 12 or whatever it'll be. But I think the bigger question is, where is college football going from a structure standpoint? I think that's, if it's a 40-team league, you know, I can see, you know, 12 teams, that might be kind of fun. But, you know, with 130 teams, one trophy, you know, it's not like basketball where you can get two or three guys and this team over here and get hot and make a run in a tournament. This is a different deal.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what we are in right now in college sports. This is a pivot point in college sports. This could be a time where our college sports change more so in the next 5 years than ever before. Because we have all of the things that are coming down right in a row. Name, image, and likeness. The transfer portal and the immediacy of eligibility when you transfer one time. You have the expansion of the playoffs in college football, where that's what Dabo's saying there. He's like, I don't know if it's 12 or whatever. Expansion is inevitable in college football. We know that. We're careening down that path. And you also have the Supreme Court of the United States of America sending threats the NCAA's way of, you better play ball because you operate under our country's antitrust laws. And you got to start changing it. We are at this huge, momentous point in college athletics. And they're taking inventory of what's going on around the country, Texas and Oklahoma, and saying, we've got an advantage. We have a distinct advantage from any of the other teams in the country right now because, one, our conference is not very good. And we've got leverage, and when realignment happened before, we garnered so much more leverage when Nebraska went to the Big Ten, Colorado went to the Pac-12, because the Big 12 was going to disintegrate if you didn't give Texas and Oklahoma more money. And so they already have leverage and a thumb down on the Big 12. Since that time, we've seen, you know, Baylor had a quick run. They're back down to earth. TCU's had a couple good runs. They're back down. Kansas State had a good couple of years. They're back down to earth. It's really Texas, Oklahoma, and everybody else. And so they're sitting there and they're looking at it going, we've got leverage in our conference and we've got something that no Pac-12 school has.
Our own TV network.
Well, that's for Texas, yes. No, a central location.
Oh.
You are close enough to join the SEC or the ACC or the Big Ten because you are in the central time zone. You're not stuck out on a coast. You've got leverage.
So I have a question about the whole recruiting thing, because I think you make point that, you know, if you are Texas, you want to prefer to get into a conference where you might get a little bit more of a lean in a certain region, whether mm-hmm. that's the SEC and you get deep into the South and Florida, perhaps Georgia, or you go Pac-12 and you start to build up more of a recruiting base in Southern Arizona, California. Mm. But Isn't it more based off of not only just your staff, but the resources that you have and your organization in terms of being a successful recruiter? And the only reason I mention that is because I look at what Oregon is doing.
For sure.
And how they are just slapping SC and UCLA around when it comes to getting big name recruits in California. And they're not just...
All right, where are college sports heading in all of this? Texas, Oklahoma are in talks and just kind of, I mean, this is more of like throwing it out there like, hey, how receptive would you be, SEC, if we were to try to realign and get in with you guys? The Big 12 has taken this seriously, as they should. Apparently, they're having a meeting that'll start about 3 o'clock our time, where they are going to... Everybody in the conference, they're having a ADs and chancellors and decision makers conference call to discuss what's going on. The threat is very real of Texas and Oklahoma wanting to bolt the Big 12 for more money, better recruiting, better competition too. And I think that is where college sports are heading. I mean, we think of it this way, like we played the audio of Dabo Swinney. How long have we been talking about super conferences? 4 16-team conferences.
Well, weren't we talking about like the Pac-16 a while ago? I mean, this whole
2011
idea.
When Texas and Oklahoma were flirting with the Pac-12.
Yeah. The Pac-12 would have been like the Pac-14, Pac-16. I think there were two other teams that would have gone into that. That was at the time where Oregon was at the top, and people thought, well, the Pac-12's making a move here. Let's go. Let's get bigger.
Yep.
10 years later, irrelevant.
Irrelevant. And this is where you go, the big swing in college sports, and there are schools that want to get out and get ahead of it. And this is Texas and Oklahoma, as I said in the last segment, saying we've got some leverage. We can put our thumb on this thing, because what does the SEC give you? More money for Oklahoma, for sure. Actually, with Texas, you know, Texas makes a crap ton of money in their media rights, because one, they get a bigger share of the Big 12 and they have the Longhorn Network. It's insane what they rake in from their media deal. But you get better recruiting, you get a more prestigious conference that you're in, and oh, by the way, you also can stick it to one of your rivals that you hate in Texas A&M by joining them and start winning those battles again, because A&M is going, well, hey, you want to go and play in the Big 12 and play Kansas and Texas Tech and Kansas State and just get run and run all over them, or you want to go and play against the best? Well, yeah, that's a pretty easy one. There are cons, though, to it. One, you're in the SEC. Texas can't win the Big 12 right now. What makes them think they can win the SEC? You know? And that is where you go with the 12-team playoff that is looming in an expanded playoff. You have a better shot of winning the Big 12 or taking second in the Big 12 and getting to the 12-team playoff than being in a division that includes LSU and Alabama and Auburn.
Well, and I think that's the part that really upsets me the most about this news, is because it's the most outright sign from a college football team that winning is really not the most important thing, that money is, because of the point you made exactly right there. I mean, it makes no sense from a winning standpoint for Oklahoma to leave the Big 12. You pretty much waltz into the playoff every single season. And in fact, you can lose a game and still get into the playoff. Now going to the SEC, there's about two or three games on that schedule where you say, I don't see that win. I don't see that whatsoever. When originally you were looking at your Big 12 schedule and saying, where is the upset loss? Where is the week 4 Kansas State loss you're going to have, where Lincoln Riley's going to go to the podium and give some BS about like, oh, we're just going to get through this and rely on the committee to just buy into the Oklahoma name.
Yep.
That's the part that upsets me the most, is because now these colleges are just surrendering to the whole purity of the game idea. They're saying, look, we don't really care about winning. We don't really care about our national standpoint. We care about the money. We care about the funds that we can mm-hmm. pump into this thing. Will that go towards making us a better team? Yeah, it will. But it'll also go towards lining the pockets of people at the top.
Well, and
that's what bothers me the most about it.
And that's the thing, is that with Texas, though, money hadn't been the problem anyways.
No.
Because their dysfunction has lied in
the decisions that they made at the head coaching position, and a perception of power, whether it's real or not, of the control that their boosters have, where, you know, our boss is a big Texas fan, and he was explaining that, like, it's no different than anywhere else in that the boosters, you know, the boosters always will talk. Yeah. You know, they'll always try to sway their power because they're rich guys and they want to show you how powerful they are. And that's so true.
Rich guys.
Yeah. But the perception of it is different at Texas because of how big Texas is as a brand. And these guys are willing to put their names behind it. And we were talking about this one before the show of, like, remember that guy, Red McCombs, who I think he died. But when Charlie Strong was hired, he was already against it. And the difference was, it wasn't just some off-the-record booster. It was Red McCombs putting his name in print, like, I don't like it. We shouldn't have never hired him. And by the way, from the football standpoint of it, the football side of it, Charlie Strong was a bad hire on the field. They did not win. They won a Red River rivalry, but outside of that, it didn't get to the levels of Mac Brown or with the advantages that a program like Texas has over everybody else that they're competing against, including Oklahoma financially and location-wise. They didn't compete. Tom Herman comes in. Boy, that was a disaster with Tom Herman. They made a Sugar Bowl, right? But it was the handling in-game, out-of-game, his staff. Recruiting took a dip.
Yo, love you, dog. Love you, bro.
That sort of stuff, it was kind of a boondoggle for them.
But I mean, for Texas, I think that's the problem that they're going to face going forward for...
It's the dysfunction. They got to get out of their own way.
Well, it's not only the dysfunction, it's the unrealistic expectations. It's the idea that you still think you're Texas. You're not Texas anymore. You're not. You may be UT, you may be the Longhorns, but when it comes to visions of Vince Young and teams of... yesteryear that are winning national titles, that ain't you anymore.
Well, why
you
don't
need
they
to come to acceptance?
Why shouldn't they have that expectation when you have a brand as big as the University of Texas, not just in that state, which is still one of the best producers of high school talent? You have no excuse from a fan support, from a university support, financial support.
Yeah.
You literally have no excuse.
But I think your
uniforms
answer,
look awesome.
But I think your answer came in these last couple of years, which is that they put these expectations on themselves and they always blow up. And I'll bet you anything, it'll blow up again with Steve Sarkisian.
But you don't think there's expectations at Bama? You don't think that there's expectations at Florida where they made a bad hire?
Yeah.
And they got themselves out of it by hiring the right coach who came in, and Dan Mullen's doing a hell of a job. With Florida State. Look at Florida State. They ran Jimbo Fisher runs out of town, goes to A&M. They go out and they get Willie Taggart. Whoa.
Hey, he was a great coach.
Yeah, he's just still waiting to do something there.
Let me tell you something. I loved Willie Taggart's time at Oregon.
I bet you did.
Great.
I don't know if you're going to love it here in the future because it handed Oregon Mario Cristobal.
I don't like Mario Cristobal at Oregon. I think that was a bad hire.
That's the one thing Willie Taggart brought.
Let me tell you something. My favorite part of the Taggart era, that press conference. I'm the coach right now. Do you remember that? When he got out of practice and media members met him there?
Yes, before the Vegas Bowl. I'm the coach right now.
I'm the coach of Oregon right now as I'm talking to you.
God, that was bad.
That was great. I love that.
No, the acting job was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just like, dude, sell it. Like a little, just a tiny bit.
He would have done better just to like get out of the practice, see the press, and then just run. Just run away from them. That at least would have been like, okay, we know what his intentions are. He's gone.
Yep. And that is where it makes sense for Texas to go and join the SEC. You can win those battles, but you need the right coach. You need the right coach at Texas, and that's what it all comes down to. But if you look in the grand scheme of where college football is going, it's to these power conferences. And that should be terrifying for some of the non-revenue-generating schools, the schools that do not have a ton of wins behind them, because there was one thing we talked about earlier that could affect even programs that you would think wouldn't
be a team that goes into a lower division. It very well could. We'll talk about that next. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the big news of the sports world today is Texas and Oklahoma leaving the Big 12. Does anybody care about Oklahoma and all this? Everybody's just talking about Texas because Texas A&M is the one who wants to squash all of this stuff and
no,
make sure they don't leave.
No, because I think more people nationally don't like Oklahoma than they do Texas
right
now.
But this is the thing. If you're Oklahoma, this 100% makes sense for you because you get more money, you get that clout. You're going to be on that stage. The only reason why it wouldn't make sense to these schools is because they wouldn't make their path to the playoff gets that much harder. I mean, yeah, it gets way harder. But where are we living here? What are we thinking that none of these realignment moves have been about money? The only reason Colorado joined the Pac-12 is because they got scared that the Big 12 was going to dissolve when Texas and Oklahoma were flirting with it out here. Nebraska is the only reason, money's the only reason why they went to the Big 10. Rutgers and Maryland, the only reason why those schools wanted those two in the Big 10 was because they took a look around and said, all right, yeah, we'll take Baltimore and New Jersey and those TV markets and bring them over in. Yeah, it's always been about money.
So let me ask you this.
The money.
Objectively.
What's up?
What is the worst case scenario for college football as a whole if this does happen? Meaning, like, what is the worst thing that could happen when, quotes here, air quotes, Texas and Oklahoma join the SEC? Something that could just seismically shift the sport and make it either unwatchable or possibly something that just makes it unfair.
Well, talking to anybody from SEC country would be unbearable. I mean, that, like, on a personal level,
yeah,
that would be it for me.
Couldn't debate people anymore.
Just, well, it's like, yeah, we know you're great. Yeah, go ahead, SEC. Oh, yeah, now you got Oklahoma and Texas. Cool, way to go. You know, that would be horrible. But it would, to me, the biggest thing, because look, if your gripe is the professionalization of college athletics, it ruins kind of why you enjoy the sport. I get that, and I understand that. That was way in my rearview mirror, and I don't care anymore.
Right? Really?
Yeah. No. I mean, it because I've been under no false assumptions that college sports are anything but minor leagues. They're pro. They have been for years.
Yeah, I know.
And so that, like, once I accepted that, it didn't really hurt me anymore. Like, I don't care.
But don't you think there'll be a point at which the money starts to be the driving force in bigger decisions?
And
these are big decisions. But I'm saying, like, even like game to game decisions, money starts to get
this
in the way.
Is already happening. It's already here. Because when you brought in Rutgers and Maryland to the Big Ten, you weren't doing it because they brought value on the field of play. They brought value in your pocketbook. And so that's where all of these moves, that acceptance has already happened. It's not just with the athletes. It's with the conferences, with the universities. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, man.
I know.
I know. It sucks.
I thought they brought in Rutgers because it was the birthplace of football.
You're damn right.
Okay.
And in Maryland, crab cakes and football.
That's right. That is what we do.
But here's what really will hurt is we are seeing the disintegration of what made conferences form and what made them makes them great, which is the local ties, right? It's culturally a bunch of universities getting together because they aligned regionally, academically, you know, culturally on the coasts and in the Midwest, and you have the Big Ten, and down south you have the SEC, and then your Southwest you had Texas, Oklahoma, and having those go away, I think, is where we're headed. And that sucks, because one of the great things about college sports is you have that connection to the region, to the universities. Like, if the Pac-12 were to ever go away, you'd sit there and you'd be like, man, that was awesome when you had these rivalries up and down the coast. Are they as important or as contested within the communities as they are in the South? No, but you sure as hell would miss it when they leave.
Well, I also think about, too, just the rivalries you have with other conferences. I mean, that's what the Rose Bowl's built on.
You're
right?
Damn right.
It's best Pac-12, best Big Ten. I know that sometimes that's not the case, but that's what you remember. One texter even pointing out, worst case scenario, college football becomes a regional sport for like sure. NASCAR. And I mean, I don't know if that's so bad, because at least you would get super into it within your region. Like, I think there would be more fervor over Pac-12 football. You would have people getting really, really invested in it rather than just the national landscape. But I could also see how that's, you know, counterintuitive to you making money and you recruiting well. You know what I mean? Like if people, you know, Oregon's dominance right now in recruiting and also their reach across the national stage, that could be affected by the fact that it just becomes a regional sport, because you got guys in Florida like, why the hell would I go to Oregon when I'm playing in what's considered a premier league here?
Yeah, but you that's where it comes down to a lot of these programs. The writing is on the wall. If the Big 12 disintegrates, a program like Kansas, they don't make it in the football.
No, they're not a thing anymore.
But they still have a fantastic basketball program. Their football program, done. If you go to 40 teams, you have half of the Pac-12 isn't coming. It may be more than half of the Pac-12 isn't coming. And that's what would suck. That's what would be the worst part about it. 503-250-1080. We'll have more of your feedback on this as the show goes on, including if Texas leaves the Big 12 and does not go to the SEC, what would that mean for the Pac-12? That will be later in the show. Coming up next, all of the schools will be at Pac-12 Media Day, but one head coach won't be. And that's just the start of a litany of issues that could arise for Washington State this season. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.